from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon and welcome back to our continuing coverage of coronavirus and also the peaceful protests here in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County and how they're impacting business. Joining us now is the president and CEO of the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce, Peter Rumbel. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Michelle.
So we did have an announcement yesterday from Dr. Mace about further reopening and how are businesses in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County handling these new rapidly changing rules?
Well, as you can imagine, they're very excited for those who are included in the order to begin to reopen. They've been waiting for their opportunity for quite some time and preparing, and it's very welcome news. And so many of them are starting to reopen today, others are looking to do that in the very near future.
Now, as we are still sort of in that stage two, what kinds of preparations is the chamber helping businesses with for stage three as we prepare to go towards stage three?
Yeah, it's a lot of work in partnership with the county. The County Economic Development Board is doing a lot of hard work and trying to compile guidance that is appropriate and specific for industries that meet the health criteria that Dr. Mays and the health department are putting out to make sure that we're all safe and workers are safe and the public are safe. So it's really trying to disseminate that information as best we can and make sure everybody knows what they need to do. And then also looking for ways to help source materials and other information that's available. There are businesses like Signorama here that are packaging, you know, the decals, the stickers that help people understand what way I go down the aisle and how far away I need to stand and I need to wear my facial covering and that type of thing. So we're just trying to get all that information out. And I think first and foremost, regardless of where we're at in the order and what stage, we try to emphasize as much as possible, if we want to see our community move forward, it is all up to us as individuals to make sure that we are following the guidance that the health department has put out. We need to wear our facial covering. We need to maintain 6 feet of distance. We need to try to maintain as impeccable hygiene as we can. We need to wash our hands. We need to use hand sanitizer and all of that kind of stuff, right? It's really up to us to make sure that we can keep the community safe and help our businesses reopen sooner than later.
Now, we've also seen in the last 2 weeks or so quite a bit of protesting happening in the downtown area.
Sure.
How is that impacting businesses?
You know, it's just one more thing to plan for and to accommodate and just sort of work around, really. I think all of our businesses are certainly understanding of what's going on. I mean, the First Amendment right to gather peaceably and charge our government for a redress of our grievances. And certainly those grievances are understood. And the chamber and many of our businesses really stand in solidarity for that, for the peaceful demonstration and trying to improve our community and stem disproportionate violence against segments of our community, and we recognize that. So really it's about trying to work around street closures and, you know, prepare as best as we can to continue to serve people who want to come in. We've seen a lot of boarded up windows on 4th Street. That's just purely precautionary. It's not because there's been a lot of violence and destruction. We've seen a graffiti, but we're out there in the morning cleaning it. And I think that the barriers there, while, you know, they're sort of difficult and frustrating, the last thing that we want to see is somebody drive their truck through peaceful demonstrations, right? And So we want to make sure that we protect people who are trying to exercise their First Amendment rights.
Have you seen a decrease in business downtown since the protests have been happening?
You know, it's kind of hard to say, really, or at least it's hard to kind of make that connection to the protests themselves. They generally have been going on in the evening, right? So the times that I need to get into the office and be downtown, I do see people, you know, buying lunch at a restaurant, you know, carrying it out. I know that some of the restaurants and bars have sort of moved out into the sidewalk space as well. I don't think that that has really stopped in total. But certainly there is without, you know, the traffic and that type of activity, there's a sense of eeriness down there for sure. Just acknowledging that. But I think that, again, people recognize what's going on and welcome peaceful demonstration. And I'm more than certain that once we really see our retail and our restaurants coming back to life, that people will be down there. People can't wait to get back to their favorite restaurants and be back outside, really.
Now, is the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber doing anything together with the North Bay Black Chamber of Commerce?
We certainly coordinate. We're on calls to support the overall economy and the workforce. North Bay Black Chambers joined our all chamber discussions and coordination. We've been on calls with congressmen and other elected officials as well. We jointly signed a letter to support our business community. So we try to stay as coordinated as possible. Even though there is a Hispanic chamber, a Black chamber, we all support each other. You know, certainly the Chamber of Commerce wants to represent all businesses, regardless of who owns them. And we try to do better every day to do that. And so, yeah, we coordinate.
All right. Excellent. And are there any virtual events or anything like that that you would like people to know about that the chamber is hosting in the near future?
Yeah, you know, we're coming up on our next virtual mixer. Stay tuned for more information about when that will be and how it will roll out. We're looking for potentially doing actually a hybrid of virtual and on-site and looking for ways we can adapt to that. So stay tuned for that. And we're looking at maybe a morning program as well, if we could find the right topic and if people are interested. So certainly more to come, and just stay tuned to our website and our newsletters.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That is President and CEO of the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce, Peter Rumble. You can find out more information about the chamber and membership, as well as the different programs and advocacy that the chamber does, by heading to their website, which is santarosametrochamber.com. Again, that's santarosametrochamber.com. And as Peter mentioned, there is a virtual mixer with Notre Vue Estate Winery and Vineyards. That's coming up on June 25th. You can find out all the details about different events and different things going on with the chamber on their website, again, which is santarosametrochamber.com.